curious too, huh? Oh yeah, I know you're there. Don't get scared now. I'm not gonna eat you or anything like that. I'm just a fellow urban explorer who's fond of this old mall. I ain't been watching you through the walls or some crazy thing like that. Still haven't the faintest what you look like. I can smell you, though. Nice cologne, by the way. No need to run! You'll only get lost faster! I've checked this place out a few times now. It's become a favorite haunt of mine. It's bigger than you expect on the inside, though more twisty. Oh yeah, a brave soul like you, I'm sure you can handle yourself. But you and I aren't the only visitors around here. Hey now, I said don't get scared. They won't get nasty unless they think they got a reason to. And if you go stumbling around blind in the dark, well then, might just give them one. Hold on, I'll come down there to you. Hey there, hi there, ho there. You look as pretty as you smell. Well, it's true, so why deny it? The name's Jay. How about you? Come on, you've seen a werewolf before. We're not even a rare sight these days. Maybe not all of us like to let our ears and tails hang out like this, but you've seen us. I don't like to inhibit myself. At least, not any more than needed to keep the peace. We can get pretty rowdy sometimes. No use in denying that either. Well, a little rowdiness never hurt anyone. For example, I wouldn't mind getting a touch rowdy with you, Bright Eyes. All right. Anyhow, that's why I like sneaking into this mall sometimes. It's been closed down for years, so it's a nice big empty space to wolf around in, so to speak. Blow off some steam without bothering anyone. Well, except those other guests I mentioned. But they aren't so bad once you figure out their boundaries. How about you, Bright Eyes? What brings a pretty little thing like you to a dingy place like this? Hey, listen, brother, I don't care what gender you are, I think you're pretty, so I'm gonna call you pretty. Who says pretty has to be exclusive to females? Now, answer the question. Pretty, please. You've got an odd idea of fun. I like that. Almost as much as I like your face. Sorry, pal. You've just got this cute blush. But I'm losing track of myself right now. This ain't the best place for exploring, at least if you're not prepared. Empty spaces like this, where there used to be a lot of hustle and bustle but isn't anymore, they tend to attract things. There's still memories here, still something left behind, and that brings all sorts out to root through it. I'm talking about ghosts, friend. Ghosts. Spirits whose business is done in this world, who should have moved on, but can't or just won't. Ugh, I can smell them too. Weird scent. Like eggs that aren't quite rotten yet, but you know they're getting there. Can't see them, same as I couldn't see you. Difference is, you won't see them until they let you. And if they let you, it ain't often to be friendly. They feel a pull to this place. There's something here they still want to find, experience, or whatever. Shadows attract shadows, memories call to memories. But as long as we don't bother them, they shouldn't bother us. That's tough to say. You could just follow my lead. I've come to know him fairly well. And after all, you want to explore, right? There's still plenty around here to see. Aw, come on. You ain't shy, are ya? Hey, I knew you looked like a brave one. Were you ever in this place while it was open? Aw, hell, neither was I. I only moved here with my pack a few years back. But while rooting around, I came across... Have you ever heard of an aquarium in a mall? Yeah, that makes two of us again. But this place had one. Nothing too fancy. Still smells a bit like fish. The tanks are all empty now, but the lights still work. Care to see? Hell yeah. Oh, and might want to keep your voice down a bit. Cute as it is, the spirits get antsy if you make too much of a racket. Follow me. Curiosity mostly. It used to scare me real bad thinking about what happens to us after we die. Lost my dad while I was a pup, you see. So I started investigating a bit just to comfort myself. Trying to figure out if Dad was all right on the other side, I suppose. I've never run into my own father's ghost. It ain't too scary once you start to get your head, well, around what there is to get it around right now. These spirits here don't seem too bad. Just a bit lost, I think. Here we are, down this hall. Oh, now you're worried? Friend, if you were worried about me gobbling you up, why'd you follow me this far? You know, none of the surveillance systems in this place work anymore, right? Well, now that's a very hurtful stereotype. Nah, you're good. Most of us have adapted just fine to modern life. If you saw me in wolf shape, you might think I was just someone's pet husky. I take the utmost care of my fur, thank you very much. None taken. I'd let you scratch me behind the ears anytime. So, you still want to see the lights? Alright, let's go. Now, try not to judge it too much, because I know it looks like something out of a horror movie now. I'll show you up to the control room, though. Here it is. Now just give me a sec. Once the lights are on, like those soothing blue tinted ones inside the tanks, and these nice soft ones on the ceilings. Looks a bit more like some kind of fancy dance club more than an aquarium now. But nothing we can do for that. You like it? Oh, it's my pleasure, Bright Eyes. Always happy to show a pretty stranger like yourself a good time. This lighting seems to agree with you, if you don't mind my saying. So, once we're done here, you got any plans? Other than leaving the mall, which I'm happy to help with. Oh yeah? It just so happens I know of a nice breakfast place that ought to be open in just a few minutes. Best breakfast sausages in the city. I promise you. You, interested, Bright Eyes?